This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another absolutely, completely overflowing plate in front of us today. The 29th day of January 2018 on this Monday global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have got, as I said, a massively overflowing plate today. It's been announced. It's up on Infowars.com that coming up today at 5 o'clock, we'll be covering it live with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and myself in the War Room. House Intel Committee voting Monday, 5 p.m. to release the memo. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. And Trey Gowdy has come out and foreshadowed what's in it, exactly what we told you. We're going to play that clip coming up here in just a moment. We'll play the full clip later in the hour where it's Obama and it's the Hillary campaign working together to create a fake dossier to get a warrant to then illegally spy on the campaign and then to lie about what they even found in that. And all the collusion of the FBI and the secret societies and the insurance policies and all of it, showing the interconnected web of command.
I discussed with Mark Short, the Washington Post reports today the president wants to have the memo released. Do you agree with that?
I do. I'm sorry that we're to this point. This memo is nothing but the distilling, the reducing of thousands of pages of documents provided to us by the department and the bureau. So there's nothing in this memo that the department is not already aware of. If you think your viewers want to know whether or not the dossier was used in court proceedings, whether or not it was vetted before it was used, whether or not it's ever been vetted, if you are interested in who paid for the dossier, if you're interested in Christopher Steele's relationship with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, then yes, you'll want the memo to come out. If you're Adam Schiff, who is consistently wrong when it comes to issues of disclosure, he didn't want us to find out any of this information, Chris. He fought. In fact, GPS went to court. Fusion GPS went to court.
We're going to get to more of this when we come back from break, but just as the Epoch Times themselves, great journalist, reverse-engineered what is going to be in this memo, there you have more confirmation from our congressional sources, as we told you 2 weeks ago and again last week, that it is the roadmap of the fraud. And it's how they did it, and it's a timeline of it with exhibits for each piece. And the core of it is the 99-page FISA report that has excised parts that are in the memo. They just chose to call this the secret FISA memo because they're also using that as the roadmap to show the perjury. So as I told you 2 weeks ago and on last Monday, it is a compendium of the investigation. It is the indictment in the House. That's what the House is supposed to do. It's the public indictment of these people. So there you go. Next week's news today. And then coming up, the lowest ratings ever for the Grammys. Just a wall-to-wall circus of disconnected loons trying to create racism and division in this country. And Hillary showing up in the middle of it to promote the fiction book, Fire and Fury.
One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it. That's the one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys in the bag?
In the bag.
Look at that psycho smile. They don't get Everyone Hates Hillary. They don't get this puts them into deeper hot water. They don't understand it. They just keep pushing and pushing. But some of the Democrats do. They've been trying to show the Clintons the door for about a year, and they won't go away. That's why the New York Times came out and fired a giant warning torpedo at Hillary, who is a sexual enabler of serious predators. We'll break down what really is the end of the Clintons and their whole crime network when we come back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday transmission. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have live coverage at InfoWars.com, live video and audio coverage that a lot of radio and TV stations are now picking up, of the president's first State of the Union. And then we're going to have that followed by the Maxine Waters, or James Brown in drag, comedy rebuttal. She's going to be on BET, and we're going to have some of the other comedy rebuttals of other Democrats as well. So look forward to that. I will be here tomorrow night, honchoing that with the rest of the amazing crew of analysts, and we'll have guests on. And we intend to carry it live right through. The War Room ends at 6. We're just going to extend live coverage right through 7 o'clock Central, right through the hour and a half address, right up until midnight, taking your phone calls. So Trump's first State of the Union, live coverage Tuesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. Central. But it's going to be ongoing even before that, because we've added, obviously, the War Room and the Real News and all these other daily transmissions, as we promised to do, followed by the James Brown comedy rebuttal that we'll be analyzing and carrying from BET. So that is all coming up, InfoWars.com/show, and many stations across the country, and it will be family-oriented. We will have the delays in place. Years ago, I would do some of these live coverages. They'd be internet-only, and I'd let a few potty words through, but we've assured our stations and all of our affiliates, just like the main InfoWars show that I do for 4 hours every day, that we will have the video and audio delays in place for all of our UHF, VHF, and cable stations that are picking up the transmission. We're becoming big boys now and behaving like we should, even though CNN doesn't have to and ABC doesn't have to. They all put cuss words, sex, men having sex, you name it, on television. But if we even show SJW is flipping people off, but beep the cussing, but show the flipping off, leftists file complaints. See, that's not how conservatives or libertarians or patriots are. So people ask, why don't you cuss like all the other liberal broadcasts do now? And it's true. On radio stations, they're cussing now. I hear it locally in Austin. They're God. Okay? They can do whatever they want. Plus, I've got a large vernacular, and I've got a pretty good mental thesaurus and lexicon for my verbal palate. And so I really don't need to use those words. But sometimes, you know, you need to call Bill Clinton a sack of you-know-what. And, you know, sometimes you got to admit that places like Hades are you-know-what holes. We're not putting Haiti down. It's stating it's a crap hole. A lot of Haitian leaders said absolutely right. After we got robbed by the Clintons and everybody else, it became an even worse one. Now, speaking of that, they're going to be releasing, I believe they're going to vote. They have the votes. So I'm going to just say it here. They're going to vote to release the memo at 5 o'clock Eastern today, 4 o'clock Central. We're going to be covering it live. No longer extended coverage, as we have the War Room, but 3 hours after. Owen Schroyer and others will be covering it live today, Infowars.com/show. The president says he wants it released. The president unilaterally can release it himself, but it's Congress's report. That's really what they're calling it, a memo, but it's a report. And so I think that they've got the votes, and I think it's going to happen. In fact, I'm going to say they're going to vote to release that memo today. They're not going to conference with the Justice Department. They're not going to play games with Sessions, who they've definitely got something on. They are going to release it big and bold today at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. So whether you're a truck driver or somebody listening on an app or local radio station or whatever, you can always find the live video feeds at Infowars.com/show. Now, that said, Trey Gowdy has come out and told you exactly what I said 2 weeks ago and what I said on Monday, and the mainstream media said it was fake news, and some of the Patriot media that's jealous said it was fake news. We have a ton of congressional sources, obviously, and most of those sources remain anonymous. And I don't just have Roger Stone that has dinner weekly with multiple members of Congress and people that are on these committees. We have other sources. And we know what's in the memo. It's a roadmap of thousands of pages of documents linked up with the FISA court 99-page memo that's about 10% redacted. The redacted parts is who ordered it, who did it, Obama. It's all in there. DNC's involved, you name it. And it's all tied in and then shows their perjury to Congress, not just the collusion, the political manipulation. And Trey Gowdy has come out and said just that. We'll be breaking that down in the next segment. But first, let's get to how the establishment is in a civil war, not just between patriots, not just between the deep state and people that want to make the country great again, but you've got a civil war between libertarian constitutional style Republicans against blue blood establishment Republicans. And then you've got the Democratic Party that's got some savvy people in it that realize the total race war communist narrative that they want to carry out down the road has been launched too early via hubris and too much confidence. And so it's waking people up, not bullying them into submission anymore. And they've tried to show the Clintons the door over and over and over and over and over again and keep bringing out more and more of the scandals. But the reflexes at mainstream media are still to defend. So it's a very schizophrenic fight going on. But you see Hillary showing up at the Grammys, being part of this hate fest against the president and America's recovery, and they're so disconnected, then they wonder why it had the lowest ratings ever, or why the NFL is falling apart with the lowest ratings ever, or why any of this is happening, because the economy's coming back, because people want to work together. They don't want to fight with each other. They don't want to be demoralized. They don't want to be manipulated. They don't want to be controlled anymore. They want freedom. And so there's a big turning away from the system right now, and because Hillary Clinton doesn't know when to quit, because Hillary Clinton doesn't know when to back off, the New York Times itself has come out and said Hillary Clinton chose to shield a top advisor accused of harassment in 2008. And these articles are coming out every day. She represented men that kidnapped an 11-year-old girl and gang raped her, broke her jaw, knocked one of her eyes in, and raped her so hard it crushed her cervix. And caused not just a prolapse, I don't want to get graphic, but her guts to start coming out of her. Okay? So these are grown men raping a little girl they grabbed off her bicycle for more than 10 hours at a shotgun shack out in the woods, drunk on whiskey, and because they were good old boys and part of the establishment, that was the first client she had. And then it went from there. She preferred pedophiles and rapists and scum. That's who she supports. And you see her only with those people today. The Harvey Weinsteins and the rest of these folks. And that's what they think of you and your family. That's why she's on the Lolita Express with a convicted child rapist. It's why our own employees get caught shipping people out of the country. And so she has this disgusting performance at the Grammys reading out of the fiction book, Fire and Fury, about how Trump goes to sleep at 6:30 at night. Well, see, there's a kernel of truth to that. Sometimes he may take a 30-minute nap takes a shower. His habits are well known. Then he goes back to work for a whole second round. But yeah, he takes off, takes a shower, eats dinner, sits around in a bathrobe for an hour. Yeah. Hangs out with his wife and then goes back to work. That's what most executive men do. They work 12, 14, 16 hours a day. Go home, see your family a couple hours, go back to work. That's what I do many days. But the point is that they sit there mixing truth with all these lies, and then they wonder why everyone is turning against them. They wonder why everybody hates them. They wonder why everything they touch turns to garbage, but they don't know how to give up. So they have this train wreck event at the Grammys. I watched some of it last night, some of the excerpts, and it was the skill of a high school play, maybe middle school play, with just a bunch of bubbling idiots doing moron skits, trying to block the recovery of the country, and then pissing all over the veterans and trying to give illegal aliens everything free. They're making everybody reject them, and Hillary just won't go away. Stay with us.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Newswars.com and Infowars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, are our sites. And we have multiple sites because over the years they try to hack them, they try to shut them down. We've got so much news and so many videos and so many things we cover. We also have a lot of news that's on NewsWars.com that is exclusive to NewsWars.com. Same thing with PrisonPlanet.com. Gert Welder storms Hungary, praises Orban, slams EU and open borders. Powerful video is also embedded in the article. It's on NewsWars.com. As nationalism and the march for populism expands worldwide, we're not just fighting the globalists to retake America here in the United States. We are fighting the globalists worldwide. And the more countries start pulling out of globalism and getting back to economies based on free market and populism, the more competition globalism has because it's authoritarian, it's command and control. So these victories around the world against the globalist unelected systems are victories against authoritarianism, just like the victories we had over the Soviet Union and the communist scourge and the victories we had over Hitler. It doesn't mean we're perfect. It means, though, that those true evils are being defeated. Those ideologies are being defeated. And the globalist ideology is the ideology that went and put communism into Russia. It's on record. The very same program. Now, coming up today, we're going to have live coverage of it. It's 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, House Intel Committee. Voting today, as I told you last week, we broke that I was told by members of Congress last Monday to look for next Monday's vote. That was then codified over the Friday, and now they're going to have the vote today. And I only make that point because people say, oh, Jones, you're making this stuff up. You don't have these sources. Yeah, I do have these sources. And again, they're like, we're not 100% sure. But it looks like next Monday. And I said, they're not 100% sure, but it looks like next Monday. And then 5 days later on Friday, they said it'll be Monday. We don't know what time. And now today, they said 5 o'clock. So again, House Intel Committee voting Monday, 5 p.m. to release the memo. After the legislative branch votes to release the memo, it would immediately be given to President Trump's executive branch for his review and approval of public release. And so the word is, look for it to be released by Tuesday, Wednesday is the word, because Congress is its own system. The president's own DOJ is bucking him, saying don't release it. But the president's the president, and he can declassify anything he wants. And the bureaucracy acts like it's the president. Oh, no, you can't do that. All this is a roadmap of criminality. And that's why it's about to come out. They're calling it the big ugly. And just as I said last week from our sources, Alex, yes, some of what you've got in that memo, and it's good you're covering that memo, is in this. Yes, that's why we're calling it the secret FISA memo. There are secret sections. It's the roadmap of the perjury. And it's going to tie into everything and how the Democratic Party and Hillary was working with Obama and the Justice Department and the FBI and then the media to leak false leaks. And now that was illegal, and it's a roadmap of the year and a half of this garbage going on. That's what I said last week from our sources. Here is Trey Gowdy last night on Mr. Wallace's program on Fox News.
As I discussed with Mark Short, the Washington Post reports today the president wants to have the memo released. Do you agree with that?
I do. I'm sorry that we're to this point. This memo is nothing but the distilling, the reducing of thousands of pages of documents provided to us by the department and the bureau. So there's nothing in this memo that the department is not already aware of. If you think your viewers want to know whether or not the dossier was used in court proceedings, whether or not it was vetted before it was used, whether or not it's ever been vetted, if you are interested in who paid for the dossier, if you're interested in Christopher Steele's relationship with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, then yes, you'll want the memo to come out. If you're Adam Schiff, who is consistently wrong when it comes to issues of disclosure, he didn't want us to find out any of this information, Chris. He fought. In fact, GPS went to court. Fusion GPS went to court to keep us from finding out that the Democrats paid for the dossier. So if you're Adam Schiff, of course you don't want the information to come out. You didn't want us to find it in the first place. This memo answers what I think are really legitimate questions, and I do think the FBI should look at.
And also, the Justice Department paid at least $2 million. That's confirmed, but you read media reports, fake news, and they go, oh, and there was no money paid, because that right there is super illegal, especially because it was going to their own family members. So that's right, Justice Department and FBI agents had money going to their wives and husbands that worked at Fusion GPS, who were just hired on to create the dossier, obviously, with the information that they wanted the dossier, the made-up garbage being conduited over from the Justice Department and FBI to be added on to the compendium of opposition research that had been started by the Bushes and the globalists going back 2 years before that. So you really get a bird's eye view into how this whole thing works behind the scenes. Let's go back to Mr. Gowdy.
Before it is released, and I have provided that counsel to Chairman Nunes, and I think that he has taken that under advisement. So I want to play face-up poker. I want the Bureau to know everything that's in the memo. I think you'll be surprised. It is not a hit piece on the Department and the FBI. I would not have participated in it if that's what it was.
Let me pick up on this, because the reports are, and you've kind of indicated that in your answer, that the memo centers on this question of the FISA application, the Department of Justice FBI application in 2016 for a warrant to conduct an electronic surveillance against this fellow, then Trump campaign manager Carter Page. Your complaint, according to reports, is that you say that when they made that application, they didn't talk about the role of the Russia dossier, and especially the fact that it was opposition research paid for by the Clinton campaign. The Democrats, and yes, Adam Schiff is leading the charge, say you're cherry-picking the information. One, the FISA warrant on it, Carter Page, is not as central as you're making it. And two, that there was a lot more in the application than just the dossier, that the FBI did not rely just on the dossier to get the warrant.
Well, I can't even confirm for you that there is a FISA warrant, and I can't confirm for you who it's on, because that is classified, and I'm not going to disseminate classified information. I'll just ask you again, are you interested in whether or not the world's premier law enforcement agency relied on a work product produced, paid for by the Democrat National Committee?
Now, again, and the report put out by FISA court says some of this stuff's illegal. And they went back and told Obama that. That's the memo. And the blacked out parts are who ordered it. And those people have told Congress they didn't order it. That's perjury. That's what Gowdy's saying. He can't tell you the secret parts. And then they play the semantical game where they go, oh, you know, we don't even know if you've got a FISA warrant or wherever. When it's on record, it's there. He's just saying the exact specifics of it. So if you want to understand, it's all right there, and it's a roadmap to their perjury and all of their incredible lies. And when they go, oh, the thing for Carter Page, that's just Carter Page, he's not important. When you get the memo, when you get the warrant, it's the excuse to dragnet those big telecom hubs and spy on everybody. And that's in the declassified parts of the memo that's hiding in plain view, ladies and gentlemen. But they think you're too stupid to understand what the former head of the NSA told you. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com. You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Speaking of congressmen, we've got a congressman very close to the entire investigation and the memo joining us today, but I'm just going to leave it at that till they join us, because we're still lining up some of that. Congressman's office that we've been in touch with, working with via Stone and others, so that's coming up. This just in. He was going to leave in 6 months so he could get his full retirement, but FBI Director Andrew McCabe, frequent target of Trump's ire, steps down. He is the acting director, NBC News. No, he has been caught as the man quarterbacking, commanding, captaining, generaling, field marshaling, honchoing, controlling, mastering the entire fake dossier and the group, the secret society, the insurance policy organization inside running the ridiculous Russiagate program that we all laugh at. But they are intending to take the president out and kill the recovery with this thing, this fiction made up by John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. So this is a big, big deal. FBI Director Andrew McCabe said a month ago that he's going to take his time and leave in 6 months. You're gone because you know what's in that memo, Buster. Your name is blacked out. And so is Obama's name. And then we've got the memos in between you and the Democratic National Committee and the New York Times. I mean, that's even in what's been released. I mean, here's the whole map of it. If you're watching on TV, this is all coming up in just a moment. By the way, I am so excited that I don't even really want to say this on air because everybody knows I don't hype stuff unless it's really hype-worthy. We've always been working to get on UHF and VHF stations and some cable systems. But we've mainly focused on getting on AM and FM stations, and we've had some pretty big success being the largest independent radio show in the country. But I don't know what's going on, but I guess our time has come. But 3 or 4 years ago, I got a good satellite, but it wasn't the exact right satellite, and it's not exactly what all the stations wanted. This week, I'm signing 3 deals. Would have done it last week, but the main guy over this had the flu last week, CJ. To have 3 different satellites that are what the stations across the country are asking for. And let me explain something. The owners and managers of these stations are sick of what's going on, and they're wanting to pick us up 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. They know it's going to be spectacular publicity as well. But there's also a glut of UHF, VHF, and cable, and you got all the channels. Beck went and, again, spent $25 million a year just on a channel for himself, a vanity exercise. Because you got tens of thousands of channels, that's nothing if you don't have carriage rights and if you're not low on the tier in the first 100 channels. That's why I had a plan 3 years ago to start targeting UHF, VHF, and cable. But I didn't never really promote it or got it all launched as I was hiring people, building studios. We got like 20-something or more TV stations, another 12 or so cable systems I know of. But now I'm starting to get calls from people all over, Hollywood folks, you name it, going, man, I'm in like Louisiana or I'm in New York or I'm in Minnesota and I'm turning on cable and you're on, you know, the local NBC channel, like your whole show. And then I call the station. They go, yeah, we're picking you up. You said you're free to air. Beautiful, beautiful. But we're getting rid of that satellite in a month, and we're getting 3 new ones. So I got to let everybody know about those, and that's what we're doing here, just to report to you. Now, that's why they're coming after us, and I'm not able to tell you about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff yet. I'm looking forward to it. But we've had some big victories against the globalists and caught them in some really serious things. And I mean, you don't just think Hillary and Soros and all these people attack me every day in the news and they have congressional hearings saying shut me down. You don't think they're not trying stuff behind the scenes, right? The good news is there's not just good in the world. There's not just evil in the world. There's not just people that are apathetic in the world. There's God in the world. And there's providence in the world. And because there are good people that resonate with God's overall vision and plan, we've got providence. So it's not just good. There's not just bad. There's not just apathetic. There's not just the ugly. There's not just the strong. There's not just the weak. There's God. And we forget that on this planet in deep space. There is a power that built us, that obviously created us. Anyone who's tuned into reality knows it. Anyone who studied history knows it. All these genetic engineers and scientists that were atheists, the more they study the universe, they go, okay, there is a God. And there's some giant dimensional warp gate holding everything together that's thousands of times stronger than this dimension. And there you go. So, amazing things are happening, and the globalists are really pissed off because they know that a lot of station managers and station owners and people that own cable systems, TV stations, and radio stations are just going, you know what? Alex Jones is right. He's been under attack all these years. And if they can shut him down, they can shut us all down. And people are just saying, we're tired of being intimidated. We're tired of being bullied. We're going to put Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Paul Joseph Watson, you name it, on the air. And it's happening. And if you want the scholarly focus, you know, low-key, very listenable, you got David Knight. You want Alex Jones, fire-breathing creature, you got this. You want Owen Schroyer with, you know, the funny stuff he does and the smarts and all the great guests, we're here. And we're going to add more shows and more broadcasts, and we're going to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. Quoting Winston Churchill, they stormed a restaurant named after him in London, and the leftists demanded that it be the name be changed and all this other stuff, and that they capitulate. And again, that's what it's all about, the endless bullying. It's time to stop giving in to the bullying of these people. So that's coming up. Now, that said, we need to fund our operation. You hear sponsors for the local stations. You hear them for the radio network, GCN. I'm still on GCN because it's good to have a backup, and I'm a loyal guy. But, you know, I run my own network, my own operation here. But they fund themselves. I fund myself. We sell products directly to you that they ridicule, they attack, that they try to defeat, they try to test, and it blows up in their face. And when you purchase books, T-shirts, videos, you name it, it makes it all possible. But you're going to forget to buy the next time. You need the high-quality supplements we have. And if you'll simply go there and test out the supplements, find out the ones you like, and then sign up for AutoShip, you'll get an additional 10% off. You can sign up every 15 days, every 30 days, every 60, every 90, up to every year. You can, you know, order every year you get sent something. Maybe it's an air filtration system, not that you need to get one every year. The point is that whatever's perishable, whatever is renewable, whatever it is that you're going to want to reorder, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And if you'll just commit to get great products at low prices with us and shop with the good guys, it sets off a chain reaction. And so, again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We're starting to see the orders rolling in, people saying they're listening and watching on TV stations. I mean, it's just, it's without us even pushing it, it's just exploding. So praise God, the cavalry's coming over the ridge here. And so for all the censorship online and the stuff they've done trying to destroy us, they're not suppressing the signal thanks to you out there. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family. I want to thank this crew. I want to thank the audience. I am so humbled by you. You know, I found out they've got big publications going around trying to find people to lie and say that I don't believe what I say and that I don't like my audience. Again, don't believe what I say. We're building what we've talked about. We're turning it around. We're doing it. That's the proof of believing something. I'm 110% committed to this, and you know it. And when you fund us, they can't stop us. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we have introducing the new special, the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The best-selling Brain Force Plus Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's so great for yourself with the amino acids and all the vitamins and minerals. Great fruit punch for you and your children. Way more absorbable. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And 50% off out of the gate. Body is the ultimate turmeric formula that people are really responding to. So thank you all. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, beaming out to radio and TV stations all across the United States and blasting out in the face of massive headwind and censorship, but winning, like salmon swimming upstream and winning. We are breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall of Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, as the president moves to break up those monopolies in year two. We are striking back, so be part of coming in for the big win, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very clear picture now of Andrew McCabe, deputy director, acting director after Comey was fired, who played the part of a friend of the president, of someone that cared about him, that thought the Russiagate was totally fake, that everything was going to be fine. And we now know from Rince Priebus, who has been interviewed for a book, and I don't just believe Priebus, I have this from all these other sources, that McCabe was, along with Bannon, of course, a double dealer, but nothing compared to McCabe, the main leaker in the meetings with the president on Russiagate, then going out and lying about what even happened in the meetings. Remember, Comey lied and said he didn't give the press the memo, his memo about meeting with the president, but he did. That's lying to Congress. So the Federalist reports a new book, McCabe, initiated White House meeting that led to leak. These were meetings about stopping leaks. So imagine, that's why the president said, okay, I nominate Andrew McCabe. Because he knows I'm a good guy. He knows this is all bull. He tells me he's aware there's a cabal inside the Justice Department and FBI. That's all in the new book. And there's McCabe. Sure, there is. You're right. We're going to stop him. And this is the best part. McCabe ran it. Can you imagine? That's like Hitler cuts his mustache off, you know, dyes his hair blonde or something, and he's like in there with, General Eisenhower going, sure, we're going to help you defeat the Nazis inside the command base there in London. And Churchill comes in on his cane. Really? He's like, yes. What's your name? My name is Bob Jones. Sure, I have a German accent. Oh, no, you're being paranoid. You kind of look like Hitler. Oh, that's even crazier. Imagine. That's like Lex Luthor inside Superman's base telling him he's Lois Lane. I mean, you've got McCabe, who in the memos, in the documents, in the text messages, is running the whole operation for Comey under him. Of course he is. He's a protege of Mueller and Comey and a minion of the Clintons. And his wife got $500,000 directly just from Hillary. Boom. Didn't even spend it on her campaign, reportedly. Just kept it. That's the whole, another subject for criminal investigation. So, after he got caught, Comey admitted to leaking because he wanted to be the one that came out on, so he'd already lied. That way it was like he was setting the record straight. That's why they say truth's stranger than fiction right now. Because, I'm going to say this again, Priebus has now come out. He's being interviewed for a book. Well, we can read through it here for you in a moment. Howard Kurtz's new book on just the press in general. And it confirms what we already knew. Imagine how mad Trump must be. He's in meetings almost every couple days with the head of the FBI, McCabe. And the guy is there lying to him to his face while he runs it. And I already said that three times. I'm saying it again. McCabe ran the criminal conspiracy, and it is criminal. We've got the memos. We've got the documents. It's totally illegal. To defraud the voters of America and our election, major civil rights violation. You've got all the fraudulent documents they were paying for, wiring money to pay for it. That's wire fraud. Lying to Congress, lying to the president, lying under oath. Mueller, Comey, McCabe, all of them. And again, they go, oh, you're besmirching the FBI. Look, the FBI's had its issues, okay, but obviously your local rank and file traditionally, and I've known some of them are out doing real jobs and working hard. But this is what's destroying the FBI. These people are a criminal group that got control. It happens in companies. It happens in corporations. It happens in families. It happens. And bad people have gotten control. They were so arrogant. They thought she'd win. Once Trump won, they'd already committed so many crimes. They were cornered rats. They were committed. They couldn't do anything anymore but try desperately with Hollywood and with the media to just bring this president down. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we are a year and 7-8 days into the recovery. Because the globalists, again, had us held underwater. Trump just pulled him off of us. We're like, man, this is magic. Huh? And you're like, listen, I just got him off you. Come on. More are coming. We got to fight. That's where we're at right now. Trump and the American people waking up, we just got the bully off of us. But we're bloody. We're kind of stumbling around, but so's the bully. It's time to attack, ladies and gentlemen, or they could win still. And that's why they're fighting so hard, man. They're putting their full power in. And the average conservative or libertarian's kind of like, oh, we beat them. They're a bunch of idiots. Look at the NFL. Look at the Grammys. Look at the Oscars. What a bunch of morons. Those are just the camp followers and the PR people. Behind it are very serious people like Phil Mudd, who, to signal strength to the flagging criminal networks and stay-behind networks, goes on TV the same week as the former CIA director and the former director of national intelligence, and they say, the president will be gone in 2 months, extrajudicially, we're not talking impeachment. And then Wolf Blitzer says, you mean not impeachment? Not, well, how? And they go, you'll see. And Blitzer gets scared, and then 2 days later, Mudd goes on TV and says, we're going to kill him. That was a telegraph to their criminal network that was scared already been counter-surveilled, already being caught, we now know 6 months ago. And they're like, in the text messages. This isn't going to work, Strzok's telling his superiors. We got to stop. There's nothing here. They're on to us. Keep going. Full power, ramming speed. That's what happened. Think about the magnitude of that. Because these texts are coming out, and a bunch more are coming out this week. They're going to vote to release it today. Then it goes to the president. Couple days, he's going to release it. And this is the time, just like they had the former deputy national security agency, you know, Michael Hastings' wife. She only shows up at special times. She showed up last week and said, if you release this memo, you're going to cause a massacre. And then suddenly other shows said, a massacre, a massacre, a massacre. And they go, what do you mean? Oh, Congress might get blown up. So now they're from saying, we're strong, we'll kill the president on TV as a signal. Well, gosh, golly, they're on TV saying they're going to kill him. Phil Mudd, our boss, says they're going to kill him, Mueller's main guy. That's Mueller. Mueller just signaled we're going to kill the president. So we're okay, and they're all in their meetings. Are you sure? They're going to kill him? We're going to get flushed when we do this. This is crazy. I don't want to be part of this. And they ran to Congress. And I can tell you that. Because it's not just informants, it's FBI agents who were involved in it. Because they're not stupid. They know even if they overthrew Trump and could arrest all of us and brought in martial law, they're going to kill. The globalists are going to kill every single traitor like against Rome who helped take over. Not the long knives. There it is. MSNBC analyst claims conspiracies about FBI text messages could lead to violence. There's going to be consequences. You want to say there's going to be a massacre. Well, you know, Saudi Arabia told Trump, if you don't back off, you're going to have terror attacks. And Trump didn't back off, and they pulled off Vegas. And then about 5,000 people got hung up by their feet a couple weeks later. So Trump went and showed up in their face and said, we're going to basically bring you down just like that. Roll over. And they rolled over. These people are all arrested. That's what's really going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are kicking their big, fat, globalist, wart-covered butts up and down the street. I don't know how all this is going to end, but I told you, globalists, you want to fight. You better believe you got one. That's the whole thing about this. Don't you get it? I don't want your fame. I don't want your stupid power. I want to see pedophile scum like you pay. I want to see you globalist scumbags that want to destroy the West and hate bitter clingers and hate Christians, no matter what color they are, and foam at the mouth wanting to abort any black babies you can get your hands on. I want you devil-worshipping jokes to know. In this universe, in this world, there's what you call a two-way street, Jack. And what comes around goes around, and so this is your karmic enforcement. You hate us because you hate yourself. You're sacks of garbage, and you're going down. And all I can say to the listeners is this. The articles, the videos, the material, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, those articles, those videos, those links, it is so critical now, more than ever, in the face of the bullying and the intimidation and the bots and all of it, to jam these articles down people's throats and to jam these videos out there and to jam these video feeds out and say this is the number one show under attack for a reason, because this guy knows who the enemy is and he's there doing the opposite of demoralizing people. I'm here firing everybody up to know the second American Revolution's on. We're starting to win, but we need your help. So get in here right now in the info war and let's make sure we get this thing done. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Top scientists.